Attorney General John Ashcroft confirmed yesterday that some of the suspected hijackers were trained as pilots in the United States. Obviously, they acquired the skills to pilot a jumbo jet. John Proctor is editor-in-chief of Airliners magazine. Mr. Proctor, can you tell me, if say, I wanted to learn how to pilot a 767, how difficult would that be?
Actually, Robert, it'd be very easy in this country. There are a number of companies that will offer you start-to-finish training for flying aircraft of almost any variety, especially the civilian airliners.
How much would I have to pay?
It varies. It could run you several thousand dollars, or if you had some basic knowledge and just wanted to get into a simulator for a few hours, you could do it for a much smaller amount.
But, I mean, would a school that would have a simulator, that is, people don't have to actually fly a 767, a real plane, to become qualified for it. They would work in simulators?
That's right. And as a matter of fact, commercial pilots who are transitioning from perhaps a smaller aircraft to a 757 or a 767 can get their entire training in a simulator and actually fly their first flight on the airplane as a regular line flight with passengers on board.
But how common would it be for someone who is not employed by an airline already, say, to be training to fly a jumbo jet?
It probably wouldn't be that common, but on the other hand, if you wanted to get the training, these schools probably are not going to ask you a whole lot of questions. Some pilots who are applying to work at an airline, for instance, they may be a light plane pilot, and they want to get some simulator time in so that they present a better appearance to an airline, will go and routinely buy an hour, two, or three of simulator time. And I doubt very much of these companies ask any questions. They wouldn't have any reason to.
One colleague I spoke with who's a pilot told me that from what he saw, from the way that one of those planes made a sharp turn into the Pentagon and another plane accelerated right into the World Trade Center, that the pilots looked like they really knew what they were doing, that these weren't just people who'd had a couple of lessons. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's probably true. You need to learn the airspeeds and the wider turning radius for a bigger airplane. So I suspect that they were better trained.
If I and several of my friends and associates all wanted to get qualified to fly a 757 or 67, or to learn enough as if we were taking the FAA course for that, would we be able to find slots? That is, are there schools with enough openings that we could do it, or would I have to wait for a while?
Well, you might have to wait for a while. In addition, some of the airlines even sell simulator time for someone that wanted to come in and just sharpen their skills. There are even Microsoft simulator training programs that you can use on your home computer that will get you familiar with the cockpit and the dials and the, you know, all the other tools to fly the airplane. And I would imagine that you know, you could get reasonably up to speed, and then you'd have to get into a simulator to hone your skills. But it's very possible that someone with a minimum amount of training could go in and get that simulator time and do what they did.
But when you say a minimum amount of training, are you saying 20 hours in the simulator or 8 hours in the simulator? What is minimum in this, as you see it?
You could learn to steer and turn the airplane and aim it, which is basically what they did, with a minimum of, well, probably 2 or 3 hours would give you what you needed.
It was reported that the people who hijacked these planes turned off the transponders to in some way disguise the planes as far as air traffic control is concerned. Something very complicated, or something you'd learn in the first hour inside a course, say?
You'd learn it very, very quickly. I mean, these simulator training programs that you can do on your home computer are going to show you the layout of the cockpit, and they'll show you where all the buttons are. Now, you'd have to have the knowledge that it was necessary to turn that off, but finding the switch would be very easy.
Mr. Proctor, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.
John Proctor, who is editor-in-chief of Airliners magazine.